Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. On this second day of the new year, we are also rebroadcasting a previous episode. Today's episode is number 552. Consider Your Ways, from January 2023. We will wrap up our Christmas Perspectives mini-series this week and next.
Haggai 1 verses 5 to 7. Now therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your ways. The Hebrew figure of speech for this phrase is literally put your heart on your roads, or put your heart to the road. It means to take a hard look at your life. Haggai asks God's people to consider what direction their lives are heading, and if they really want to continue that way. You have sown much and harvested little. The people are suffering financial problems because of wrong priorities. Haggai describes a double curse. Instead of much, little is reaped, and the little that is brought home melts away without doing any good. You drink, but you never have your fill. If our priorities are wrong, nothing will satisfy us. Each accomplishment soon reveals that there must be something more, something that can really satisfy. Nothing fills the God-shaped void in our lives except putting Him first. The beginning of a new year is an ideal time to stop, look up, and get our bearings. A great time for us to consider our ways. To that end, here are some questions to ask prayerfully in the presence of God.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Questions for a Happy New You.
Number 1.
What's one thing you can do this year to increase your enjoyment of God? Our enjoyment of God comes primarily through the means of grace He has given us. He has promised to bless us most directly and consistently through means such as His Word, prayer, and the church. Can you find greater enjoyment through meditation, or maybe through finding a prayer partner, or through doing prayer walks, or through a new ministry that God is calling you to?
Number 2.
What's an impossible prayer you can pray? There are several but God statements in Scripture, such as in Romans 5 verse 8, which reads, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Situations that were humanly impossible were transformed by but God. Ephesians 2 verses 1 to 7. "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, and made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." But God remembered Noah. "Your father has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times, but God did not permit him to harm me. You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead." What's a but God prayer you can pray for the coming year?
Number 3.
What is something significant you could do to improve your family life? If your family doesn't practice family worship, that's a good place to start. Just 10 minutes a day, simply reading the Bible, praying, and singing together, an event that requires no preparation, is all it takes. If you're single or live alone, how can you connect with your extended family in consistent and meaningful ways? Do you need to call more? Do you need to visit more? If you don't have a family of your own, how can you show up for others? Is there someone whom you can mentor through church, through work, in your neighborhood?
Number 4.
With which spiritual discipline do you most want to make progress this year? Would it be a personal spiritual discipline, that is, one you practice alone, or an interpersonal discipline, one you practice with other believers? Once you decide, determine the next step to take and when you will take it. What are some examples of spiritual disciplines that you could work on? Bible study, prayer, fasting, confession, worship, fellowship, rest, celebration, service, generosity, chastity, discipleship.
Number 5.
What's the single biggest time waster in your life? And how can you redeem the time? Is it social media, TV, video games, sports, hobbies? It's easy for any of these, or something else, to take too much of our hearts and time. Is repentance required? Trying to stop by itself is probably not the answer. Actively replacing it with something better helps us to making the best use of the time, or redeeming the time, as Ephesians 5 verse 16 puts it, because the days are evil.
Number 6.
What's one helpful new way you could strengthen your local church? While we often stress the fact that individual believers are the body of Christ, the New Testament actually says 7 times to 1 that the church is the body of Christ. We must not let our frequent emphasis on our personal relationship with Christ minimize the importance of our service to Jesus through his body. How can your church be stronger this year because of you? Have you neglected a local church because of the pandemic? Have you been spending time doing church online rather than connecting with other believers? How can you serve more, give more, pray more with others? How can you get off your couch and get back into church life?
Number 7.
For whose salvation will you pray most fervently this year? Praying frequently and fervently for someone's salvation makes us more sensitive to opportunities to share the gospel with that person. Will you commit to praying for at least one person's salvation every day this year?
Number 8.
What's the most important way, by God's grace, you will try to make this year different from last? Obviously, God's sovereignty rules over all things, and there is nothing we can do about much that he brings into our lives. On the other hand, under his sovereignty, he gives us a measure of responsibility over many areas of life. In which of these would you most like to see a change from last year? You may find that your answer to this question is found in one of your answers to the previous questions. To which of them do you sense the Holy Spirit calling your attention most urgently?
Number 9.
What one thing could you do to improve your prayer life this year? For many, it might be as simple as designating a time exclusively for prayer, instead of praying only on-the-go types of prayers. For others, it might be learning the simple biblical practice of praying the Bible. But how can you take to heart the call, the challenge, to pray without ceasing?
Number 10.
What single thing can you plan to do this year that will matter most in 10 years or in eternity? Short-term deadlines tend to dominate our attention. Busyness and fatigue often limit our vision to just getting through today. But don't let the tyranny of the urgent distract you from something you're neglecting that would have enormous long-term impact on your soul, your family, your church, maybe even this world. 10 simple questions that might help you get on the right track to a happy new you. Father, help us to prayerfully consider our ways, to make plans and goals, and to live this new year with biblical diligence, remembering the principle from Proverbs 21 verse 5, that the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance.
Thanks for joining us today. Join us again tomorrow when we resume our Christmas Perspectives mini-series. And coming soon, we will continue our major project that we launched last year, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Our study will take us next to the book of Jeremiah.